Hi, listeners. Welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel where we read the scriptures in 1 year. Today, I'm reading for Tuesday, the 15th of June, and on the Hebrew calendar, it is the 5th of Tammuz. This week, our parsha is called Chukat, which means statute. And today's reading from the Torah will be Numbers 27 through 13. Before we begin our readings, let's take a moment to bless God and to thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the staff and gather the assembly, you and your brother Aaron. Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will give out its water. You will bring out water from the rock, and you will give the community something to drink, along with their livestock." So Moshe took the staff from before the presence of the Lord, just as he had commanded him. Moshe and Aaron gathered the assembly in front of the rock. He said, "Listen now, you rebels. Must we bring you water from this rock?" Then Moshe raised his arm and struck the rock twice with the staff. Water gushed out, and the community and its livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moshe and Aaron, "Because you did not trust in me so as to esteem me as holy in the eyes of Bnei Israel, therefore you will not bring this assembly into the land that I have given to them. These are the waters of Meribah, where Bnei Israel contended with Moshe, and where the Lord showed himself holy among them." That was Numbers 27 through 13. Today's portion from the prophets is Jeremiah 46 and 47. The word of the Lord that came to the prophet Yirmiyahu concerning the nations. For Egypt, concerning the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates in Carchemish, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, defeated in the 4th year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah. Arrange breastplate and shield, advance to battle, harness the horses and mount, O horsemen. Take your position with helmets, polish the spears, put on armor. Why have I seen them? They are shattered, retreating, their warriors beaten, fleeing for cover, no turning back, terror on every side. It is a declaration of the Lord. The swift cannot flee, nor the warrior escape. In the north, by the river Euphrates, they stumbled and fell. Who is this, rising like the Nile, like the rivers whose waters churn? Egypt rises like the Nile, like the rivers whose waters churn. He says, "I will rise up, I will cover the earth, I will destroy the city and its inhabitants. Prance, you horses, and rush madly, you chariots. Let the warriors go out, Cush and Put grasping the shield, Lydians grasping and bending the bow. For that day belongs to my Lord, the Lord of hosts, as a day of vengeance, to avenge himself against his foes. The sword will devour and be satisfied and will drink its fill of their blood. For it will be a sacrifice for my Lord, the Lord of hosts, in the northern land by the river Euphrates. Go up into Gilad and get balm, O virgin daughter of Egypt. In vain you use many medicines. There is no cure for you. Nations have heard of your shame, and your outcry fills the earth. For warrior stumbles over warrior, both fall down together. The word that the Lord spoke to Jeremiah the prophet about the coming of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon to strike the land of Egypt. Declare it in Egypt, proclaim in Migdol, and announce in Noph and Tachpanhes. Say, stand up and get ready, for the sword has devoured all around you. Why are your strong ones swept away? They did not stand up, because the Lord thrust him down. They keep stumbling, yes, falling over each other. Then they said, get up, let's return to our own people, to the land of our birth, away from the oppressor's sword. They cried there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He let the opportune time pass. As I live, declares the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts, like Tavor among the mountains, or like Carmel by the sea, so surely he will come. O daughter, dwelling in Egypt, get your bags ready for exile, for Noph will become a ruin, laid waste, uninhabited. Egypt is a beautiful heifer, but a biting fly is coming. From the north it is coming. Even her mercenaries among her are like stall-fed calves, for they also will turn back. They will flee away together. They will not stand up, for the day of their calamity has come upon them, the time of their visitation. Its sound will hiss like a snake as they march with an army and come against her as woodcutters with axes. They cut down her forest. It is a declaration of the Lord, though it was impenetrable, for they are worse than the locust. They are without number. The daughter of Egypt is disgraced, handed over to people of the north. The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says, behold, I will punish Amon of No, Pharaoh, Egypt, with her gods and her kings, even Pharaoh and them that trust in him. I will hand them over to those seeking their lives, into the hand of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and his servants. Yet afterwards it will be inhabited, as in the days of old. It is a declaration of the Lord. But you, fear not, Yaakov, my servant, nor be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar, your offspring from the land of their exile. And Yaakov will return and be at peace and secure, no one frightening him. Fear not, Yaakov, my servant, declares the Lord, for I am with you. I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven you, but I will not make a full end of you. I will discipline you with justice, but will not utterly destroy you. The word of the Lord that came to the prophet Jeremiah concerning the Philistines before Pharaoh struck Gaza. Thus says the Lord, look, waters rising from the north will become an overflowing torrent, and overflow the land and all in it, the city and those dwelling in it, and the men will cry, and every inhabitant of the land wail. The noise, the stomping hoofs of his stallions, the rumblings of his chariots, the reverberation of his wheels. Fathers will not turn back for their children because of their limp hands. For the day is coming to devastate all the Philistines, to cut off from Tyre and Sidon every remaining ally. For the Lord will destroy the Philistines and the rest of the island of Kaphtor. Baldness has come upon Gaza. Ashkelon is ruined. O remnant of their valley, how long will you gash yourself? O sword of the Lord, how long until you are quiet? Go back into your sheath, rest and be still. How can you be quiet when the Lord has commanded? He has assigned it against Ashkelon and against the coast of the sea. That was Jeremiah 46 and 47. Today our reading from the writings is Ezra chapter 6. King Darius then issued an order, and a search was made in the archives stored in the treasury at Babylon. A scroll was found in the citadel of Ecbatana in the province of Media, and this was written on it. Memorandum. In the first year of Cyrus, that is Koresh in Hebrew, the king, King Koresh, issued a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be rebuilt as a place where sacrifices are offered. Let its foundations be laid. Its height is to be 60 cubits and its width 60 cubits, with 3 layers of large stones and 1 layer of timber. Let the expense be paid from the king's house. Also, let the gold and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took from the temple in Jerusalem and brought to Babylon, let them be restored and brought to the temple in Jerusalem. You shall deposit them in the house of God. Now then, Tatenai, governor of Trans-Euphrates, Shethar-Boznai, and their colleagues, officials of Trans-Euphrates, all of you stay away from there. Leave the work of this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews rebuild this house of God in its place. Moreover, I hereby issue a decree as to what you are to do for these elders of the Jews to rebuild this house of God. The complete costs are to be paid to these men from the royal treasury, from the tribute from Trans-Euphrates, so that they are not hindered. Whatever is needed, young bulls, rams, or lambs for burnt offerings to the God of heaven, or wheat, salt, wine, and oil, as requested by the Kohanim in Jerusalem, must be given to them daily without neglect, so that they may offer pleasing sacrifices to the God of heaven and pray for the life of the king and his sons. Furthermore, I decree that if anyone changes this edict, a beam is to be pulled out from his house, and let him be lifted up and impaled on it, and because of this, his house be made a pile of refuse. May God, who makes his name to dwell there, overflow any king or people who lifts his hand to cause such change to destroy this house of God in Jerusalem. I, Darius, have issued a decree. Let it be carried out with diligence. Then Tatenai, the governor of Trans-Euphrates, Shethar-Boznai, and their associates diligently carried it out, just as King Darius had sent. So the elders of the Jews continued building and prospering through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. They finished building according to the command of the God of Israel and according to the decrees of Koresh, Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. The temple was completed on the 3rd day of the month Adar, which was in the 6th year of the reign of King Darius. Then the sons of Israel, the Kohanim, the Levites, and the rest of the exiles celebrated the dedication of the house of God with joy. For the dedication of this house of God, they offered 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 male lambs, and as a sin offering for all Israel, 12 male goats, corresponding to the number of the tribes of Israel. They appointed the Kohanim in their divisions and the Levites in their divisions over the service of God at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moshe. The exiles celebrated the Passover on the 14th day of the first month, for every one of the Kohanim and the Levites had purified themselves, and all of them were ceremonially pure. They slaughtered the Passover lamb for all the exiles, and for their fellow Kohanim, and for themselves. So those of Bnei Israel who had returned from the exile ate it, together with all who had separated themselves from the impurity of the nations of the land, to seek the Lord, the God of Israel. They celebrated the feast of Matzot with joy for 7 days, because the Lord had given them joy and had changed the heart of the king of Assyria toward them, so as to strengthen their hands in the work on the house of God, the God of Israel. That was Ezra chapter 6. Our final portion for today is from the Apostles. It is 2 Corinthians 8. Now we make known to you, brothers and sisters, the grace God has given to Messiah's communities in Macedonia, that in much testing by affliction, the abundance of their joy and their extreme poverty overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For I testify that according to their ability, and even beyond their ability, they gave of their own free will, begging us with much urging for the favor of sharing in the relief of the Kedoshim. Moreover, it was not just as we had hoped, but they gave of themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. So we urged Titus that just as he had made a start before, so he should also complete this gracious service for you. But as you excel in everything, in faith and speech and knowledge and all diligence, and in your love for us, also excel in this grace. I am saying this not as a command, but I'm trying to prove by the diligence of others the genuineness of your love as well. For you know the grace of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, that even though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich. Now I give my opinion in this matter, that it is a credit to you that a year ago you were the first to start, not only to do, but even to be willing. But now finish doing it, so that just as there was eagerness to be willing, so also to finish it, out of what you have. For if the eagerness is present, the gift is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he doesn't have. For it is not relief for others and hardship for you, but as a matter of equality. Your abundance at this present time meets their need, so that their abundance may also meet your need, so that there may be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little did not have too little. But thanks be to God, who put into the heart of Titus the same devotion for you. For indeed, he not only accepted our appeal, but went to you with eagerness and on his own initiative. We are sending along with him the brother whose fame in connection with the good news has spread throughout all of Messiah's communities. Not only that, but he has also been appointed by the communities as our travel companion with this gracious gift, which is administered by us for the glory of the Lord himself, and to show our eagerness to help. We are taking this precaution so that no one will blame us in regard to the way we administer this generous gift. We have regard for what is honorable, not only before the Lord, but also before people. Also with them we are sending our brother, whom we have tested many times and found to be diligent in many things, but now even more diligent because of his great confidence in you. As for Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker among you. As for our brothers, they are the emissaries of the communities, a glory to Messiah. Therefore, before Messiah's communities, show them the proof of your love and of our boasting about you. That was 2 Corinthians 8, and it concludes our readings for today. Thank you for following along with us as we read the scriptures this year, and I pray that you will be blessed by the words of God as they come into your heart today. Many of you have mentioned that you enjoy hearing the background noises of children and birds singing and all that kind of thing. Today, there is construction going on outside my window with, you know, tractors and loud things happening and yelling people. So if any of that is coming through into the recording, I apologize if it's distracting for you. But may you all have a great day, and God willing, you'll hear again from us tomorrow. Shalom until next time.